One by one, we see the other reapings, the names called, the volunteers stepping forward, or, more often, not. We examine the faces of the kids who will be our competition. A few stand out in my mind. A monstrous boy who lunges forward to volunteer from District 2. A fox-faced girl with sleek red hair from District 5. A boy with a crippled foot from District 10. And most hauntingly, a 12-year-old girl from District 11. She has dark brown skin and eyes, but other than that, she's very like Prim in size and demeanor. Only when she mounts the stage and they ask for volunteers, all you can hear is the wind whistling through the decrepit buildings around her. There's no one willing to take her place. Last of all, they show District 12. Prim being called, me running forward to volunteer. You can't miss the desperation in my voice as I shove Prim behind me, as if I'm afraid no one will hear and they'll take Prim away. But of course they do hear. I see Gail pulling her off me and watch myself mount the stage. The commentators are not sure what to say about the crowd's refusal to applaud. The silent salute. One says that District 12 has always been a bit backward, but that local customs can be charming. As if on cue, Hamish falls off the stage and they groan comically. Peter's name is drawn and he quietly takes his place. We shake hands. They cut to the anthem again and the program ends. Effie Trinket is disgruntled about the state her wig was in.
Your mentor has a lot to learn about presentation, a lot about televised behavior.
Peter unexpectedly laughs.
He was drunk, says Peter. He's drunk every year.
Every day, I add. I can't help smirking a little. Effie Trinket makes it sound like Hamish just has somewhat rough manners that could be corrected with a few tips from her.
Yes, hisses Effie Trinket. How odd you two find it amusing. You know, your mentor is your lifeline to the world in these games. The one who advises you, lines up your sponsors, and dictates the presentation of any gifts. Hamish can well be the difference between your life and your death.
Just then, Hamish staggers into the compartment.
I miss supper, he says in a slurred voice.
Then he vomits all over the expensive carpet and falls in the mess.
So laugh away, says Effie Trinket.
She hops in her pointy shoes around the pool of vomit and flees the room.